The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
A few words about the practice this morning. As I think probably all of you are familiar with, when you're meditating, sometimes you're present, mindful and aware, and sometimes you're not. And when you're not, it's commonly assumed that the mind has wandered off in thought. You're lost in thought, as an expression people have. And then at some point you're aware of that, that you're lost in thought or have been caught up in thinking, or you are still caught up in thinking, but at least you're aware you're doing it, at least. So I'd like to propose to you that you're not responsible for getting lost in thought. When you find yourself completely lost, I mean, you know, probably you didn't choose to do that. Probably just happened. Off you go. And maybe it's a little bit like for some people, they're laying in bed to fall asleep, and then next thing they know, they wake up. How did this falling asleep happen? When did it happen? It just happened at some point. So it's helpful to think, sometimes it's helpful to consider that you're not responsible for getting lost. However, when you notice that you're lost in thought or caught up in thought, that's a special moment. And that's where you do have some responsibility, you have some ability to respond. And it's interesting to watch that place when you wake up. If you're really lost, you're so lost that you don't have a problem. Right, that's what it means to be lost in thought. You don't even know you have a problem. You don't even know anything. You're just caught in it. But if you have enough wherewithal to know that you're thinking, to know that it's difficult, know that you're thinking difficult things, to know that, you know, this is not being mindful. If you have enough wherewithal to know that's going on, you have enough mindfulness to be mindful. And sometimes people spend a lot of time knowing that they're caught up in thought, and then criticizing themselves for that, criticizing themselves, I don't have enough mindfulness. You've had plenty of mindfulness. You have all the mindfulness you need because in order to recognize you were caught in thought, you were mindful. So the place where you have some responsibility, ability to respond, is when you begin to become aware that you've been thinking. And that's a fascinating place just to explore. And I'd encourage you not to judge yourself or have some kind of policy or some kind of fixed idea of what's supposed to happen. But rather be curious. What's that juncture like? What's it like when your mind, when you come back and you notice, maybe you still notice you're thinking, and what's that like to be aware that you're thinking, to be thinking and to be aware of it? What's just that like? What's that moment like? What's those times like? What kind of awareness do you have when you're aware that you're thinking? And what choices do you have at that point? So rather than assuming you can make a choice, begin looking, what are the possible choices you have? Can you choose to stay involved in your thoughts? Can you choose to step away from your thoughts? Can you choose not to be believing your thoughts or be so invested in them? Can you investigate the glue or the magnetism that keeps you connected to those thoughts, the interest, the fascination, the sense of importance, or whatever it might be? Explore that terrain that happens when you come out. That's where responsibility resides. And as you explore that, you might at some point find it an easy moment to let go or to really do a dramatic shift from being involved in your thinking to not being involved. It's kind of like you're in the pond, splashing, getting all wet, and then you're out on the shore and you're no longer in the pond. You're no longer in the pond splashing in your thoughts, but you're on the dry ground looking back. The pond's still there. So this magic moment, so you don't have to worry about getting lost. You don't have to spend any time, not necessarily spend any time thinking about what a terrible person you are for having gotten lost in thoughts. So you're not responsible for that. It's not you, really. It's just what the mind does, given causes and conditions. But when you wake up, then it gets interesting. So kind of be curious about that interesting place. Study it. explore it. Find out how it works for you in that juncture. What's that like? Don't be quick to judge yourself or think that something's supposed to happen. More like, just get curious. What's it like, this place where the mind begins to wake up, knows that it's thinking? So that's what I suggest for today. Thank you.